And I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us often speaking of the arts. Bienvenido.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Hanging in there. How about you?
Oh, you know, holly jolly.
Totally. Are you sick of Christmas carols yet? It's still November.
You know, I've managed to stay out of stores that play them. So far, so good. I'm sure that will change
yeah.
in the next week or two, but for right now, I just, you know, I put certain songs in my head when I walk in a place, and then I can somehow avoid hearing.
Right, it drowns out the actual noise
yeah,
around you.
Yeah, just focus on the voices in your head and everything will be fine.
So, tonight is the Santa Fe Film Festival Gala.
That's right. It's at the History Museum, isn't it?
I think it's at the Hotel Santa Fe.
Oh, no, it is at the Hotel Santa Fe. You're right.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a screening later, I think, in the week at the History Museum.
But oh, that's probably right.
Tonight's the I don't think the festival officially starts until the 6th, but tonight is the gala. It's a fundraiser for the film festival, obviously. And there's going to be food, and there's going to be a live auction and a silent auction. And I believe Ron Dadu Romanovsky is going to be there playing some
Yay.
Music, strolling around. And let's see, that's... Wow, 7 to 9 p.m. tonight over there at the Hotel Santa Fe. And, you know, the Santa Fe Film Festival website can be a little bit confusing, but if you go to the santafefilmfestival.com website and then go to schedule, the schedule link,
yeah.
and then click on the event, then you can find tickets through there, or just call 988-7414. Tickets are up there, but it is a fundraiser. So
yeah, the one tonight is a fundraiser, and then next week it starts, and on Wednesday they're going to have at 5 o'clock a festival eve presentation of a film called Now Forager, a film
yes.
about love and fungi. Did you say fungi or
fungi?
Fungi.
I'm a fungi. Are you?
Yeah,
a fun
I'm a fungi too.
I know.
A fungal. And that's at 7:30 at the Coyote Cafe, and that should be fun too.
Yeah, the screening is at the screen, I believe, and then you sort of hop over to Coyote Cafe at 7:30 for a three-course meal prepared by chef and owner Eric DiStefano.
No, wait. That one, sorry. I think that one's at the History Museum.
That one's at the excuse me. That one's at the History Museum at 5 p.m. on Wednesday, December 5th.
Right, and then you go to the Coyote Cafe afterwards.
Yes.
Thank you. And so Santa Fe Film Festival. I just saw a movie in preparation for the festival. I have a couple of DVDs of movies that are going to be screening there, and I saw one called Little Dancer.
Yes.
It knocked my socks off.
I didn't get to see that one. No. Is this the one about the ballerina?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it.
It's
but we do have it covered.
Very, very, very good.
Yeah, we have a huge package coming out for the issue of the 7th.
Okay.
But this week we have some information on the things that we just spoke about.
Yeah. So the pasta will come out a week from today with lots of stuff in
lots
it.
Of
but
stuff.
Also, there's tonight and then Wednesday and Thursday of next week. So.
Yeah. Read the pasta and go to the SantaFeFilmFestival.com website, and you can figure out schedules and everything. You can sort of plan your film viewing.
Exactly.
Around it. But, you know, this fungi movie was, Now Forager, was, it's really well shot. And I believe that one of the creators of the film is going to be here answering questions that night, Wednesday night.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. So that'll be cool. He's actually an editor of a mycological newsletter in New York, I believe. So he knows his mushrooms quite well. So before you go out foraging, you might want to talk to him.
Yeah, really.
Unless your in-laws are coming over, and then more power to
you.
Yeah,
and then all bets are off.
Yeah. Speaking of films, I have a bone to pick with you.
Oh, yeah?
I understand that you don't like Indiana Jones. No.
ladies and gentlemen. You know, I saw it the other day because they have that Science on Screen series with the SF Santa Fe Institute
yes.
people are showing films at the sea. Like, a scientist chooses a film. They show the film at the CCA, the scientist introduces it, and then they do a Q&A at the end, which is a great series. It's really a wonderful idea, and I've seen a bunch of them. And so the wonderful archaeologist George Gumberman had chosen Indiana Jones, or the, what's it called, Raiders of the Lost Ark, which was
yes.
the first Indiana. And I'd never seen any of the mm-hmm. Indiana Jones movies, so I rented it and dutifully looked at it. I mean, that I expected it to be anything other than it was, but it was awful. Awful. It was just a giant comic book and a bunch of stock caricatures.
Yeah. I think it's different when you see it if you're younger and you have like more of a sense of adventure, like,
well,
I want to be an archaeologist, you know?
Yeah, and that's what archaeologists do.
No, I mean, I actually, after I discovered this and we had our little online
Facebook conversation about this.
I went back and watched it on VHS, no less, and realized that it really is not Spielberg's strongest work. I believe what I called it at the time was an opera about dirt for people who don't like music. But
there's no music in it.
There isn't. Exactly. It's an opera about dirt for people who don't like music.
I think it's just a giant live-action comic book.
Sure, sure thing. Awesome.
And
video game.
I'm not Spielberg's biggest fan. I know some people are, and that takes all kinds.
Yeah.
Moving right along. Come have your pet photographed with Santa Claus at PetSmart starting this Saturday, the 1st of December, December 1st and 2nd, and Felines and Friends is reaping the benefits of that, and they are able to place homeless and abandoned cats.
Aww.
So it's December 1st and 2nd, and then the 8th and 9th, 15th and 16th, from 10 to 4 at PetSmart. So check it out. You can also go to fandfnm.org. That's Felines and Friends.
It's hard for me to go to these like PetSmart places now because we're like sort of actively looking for a dog.
Oh, I got a dog for you.
And, well, we don't want a puppy because I'm not around enough to take care of a puppy.
Right.
And my partner will be off skiing, the bum, all winter. So we're looking for a playmate for my other dog. So
there's no shortage of adult dogs who need a loving home.
Absolutely. It's just a matter of time, and getting the two of us together to go and look at a dog together is a chore.
Yeah, yeah.
But we'll get her done.
It's a nice, as chores go,
it's one of the pretty nice ones. It's one of the nicer chores.
I'm going to be talking to some pet rescue folks on Monday on this show.
Really?
Yes.
Maybe they could hook me up.
Yeah, just saying.
What do we got? Oh, you know what? It's the 24th annual Winter Spanish Market also this weekend.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it's the 1st and the 2nd of December at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center. You know, it's an offshoot of the traditional Spanish market, and there's going to be 100 artists and their work, and there's some holiday-themed stuff, but there's also some other just fairly traditional stuff, and it's from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday and 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday, and there's no charge for admission, which is fantastic. And
I went last year. It was beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, I'm really interested in some of the more out of this world looking stuff that I can't afford, but it's a great alternative to, I don't know, going and listening to, maybe they won't have Christmas carols there, you know.
That is possible.
That
I bet
is
they
possible.
I bet they're gonna have live music of some kind.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be. It says entertainment and refreshments, so
that would be the entertainment part,
right? Yeah. So there's a preview, I think, on Friday. That would be today.
Yes.
And there are tickets are required for that, and as are reservations. And if you call 982-2226, you can get your tickets there.
And that's at the convention center.
Mm-hmm. That's at the convention center.
Awesome. High Desert Harps is giving a concert, Jumpstart Seasonal Joy, at the First Presbyterian Church, Harps with Chancel Bells. And that's from 5:30 to 6, and then inaugurate December. Shop local at Collected Works December 1st from 1 to 3 and entertain the family Christmas at the Palace of the Governors December 7th from 5:30 to 6:30. So High Desert Harp sounds like fun.
That does sound like fun. What is it? I kept getting all these emails from Santa Fe University of Art and Design is now the recipient of a new gamelan. They just replaced their 200-year-old gamelan. They sent me some beautiful pictures of it. And in cooperation with the Contemporary Music Program over there, there's a bunch of concerts coming up. And this week we have, let's see, on Saturday, December 1st at O'Shaughnessy Performance Space there on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, SFWAD, we call it,
yes,
is the Jazz Ensemble. And then on Sunday is the Balkan Middle East Ensemble and the Gamelan Ensemble. And then, let's see, on Monday the 3rd is the African Drum Ensemble and the Rock Ensemble. And all the concerts start at 7 o'clock, and they're free.
Excellent.
Yeah, and you can call 473-6196 if you want more info on those.
Red Mountain Press will present four of its local poet authors reading from books to be published next year. And those reading will include Robin Hunt, Elizabeth Raby, Gary Worth Moody, and Susan Gardner. The event will be held in the Meme Room of the New Mexico History Museum from 3 to 5 on Sunday, the 2nd of December. And for more information, call Red Mountain Press at 983-8449.
Sweet.
Another one sounds like fun.
Another one that sounds like fun. Gosh, there's lots of classical music this weekend and this and the coming week. We have actually Roberto Capocchi is performing.
At Gig.
Tonight. Gig performance space tonight at 8 o'clock, and, which is an awesome space. If you haven't been there, it's really fantastic. And it's a nice sort of intimate space. If you go to gigsantafe.com, I believe, you can find out about tickets and stuff.
Yep.
He's playing a selection of stuff that he's been playing at other concerts, but he's going to kind of mix it up a little bit.
Okay.
Is what I understand.
And that's tonight at 7:30, and then Songwriters Picking on Each Other, Volume 3, also at Gig, tomorrow at 7:30 with George Breakfast, Terry Dears, and Jono Manson, an intimate evening with gifted singer-songwriters trading songs and the stories behind them, hosted by the fabulous Jono Manson. So tonight and tomorrow at Gig.
Sweet. Have you been to the Cirque du Couli?
No.
This is a fun event that's happening. Jenny Cooley is sort of in charge of the whole thing. And it's happening at the Lucky Bean Cafe, which is where Borders used to be in that huge gaping hole in San Bosco Center.
That's right. It's strange in there without the books.
It is. It is. Someone should just turn it into a rock venue, if you ask me. But that's just me.
There's an idea.
But there's a reception tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. The show is up through December 23rd. It's been called a pop-up group show, but they have some pretty quirky art there. Speaking of quirky, Axel Contemporary, we've got Books on Wheels. There's a sale of the Mobile Gallery's publications, an exhibit of art from the books. And let's see, the Axel Contemporary has a new book out called Landings, Birds in the Park. It's a monograph of artist Christy Hank's global site-specific installations. And there's a reception from 5 to 9 p.m. tonight. You can look for the Axel Contemporary Mobile Step Van Gallery at Baca Street Studios.
Snow Poems Exhibition and Poetry Storm, a celebration and fundraiser for Snow Poems 2013. There's going to be an exhibition, raffle, poetry reading, and book sale, and tea and cookies. And lots of poets, Arthur Z, Dana Levin, Elizabeth Jacobson, Elizabeth Lendy, Jamie Figueroa, Joan Logie, John Davis, and many, many more, Gabe Gomez. And that is Sunday, the 2nd of December from 3 to 5 at Margie Gallery and Contemporary Projects at 340 Reed Street at Guadalupe. And you can go to snowpoemsproject.com for more information.
Speaking of Baca Street, it's the 12th annual Baca Street Arts Tour also, which is probably why Axel Contemporary is going to be cruising the neighborhood. Let's see. We've got maps and details are available at Liquid Light Glass over there in the Baca Street neighborhood. It's over there by Cafe Counterculture and
right.
all that stuff.
That's a nice
artists.
Little area now.
Yeah, 20 artists opening their studios and showcasing jewelry and pottery and glass and sculpture and paintings. And it continues Saturday and Sunday. So tonight it's from 5 to 9. Saturday and Sunday it's from 1 to... Let's see. Oh, yeah. So I think it's 5 to 9 on all three nights.
Oh, okay.
But 5% of the proceeds are going to benefit the Santa Fe Children's Museum, which could certainly use the help.
That's right. They had a big telethon the other day.
They did. How'd that go? Do you know?
I think it went very well.
Good.
The Madrid 30th Annual Christmas Parade and Open House is Saturday, tomorrow, at 4 o'clock. And the parade in Madrid includes local talent, children, adults, llamas, horses, bagpipers, sometimes dogs, and more. And one of this year's special groups is the Madrid Old Geezers Bass Drum Kazoo Marching Band. And many of these geezers were featured in the 2008 Nude Geezer Calendar. I just read what they send me, ladies and gentlemen. For more information on geezers, dogs, kazoos, and everything else, go to visitmadridnm.com.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow. Also tomorrow at El Zaguán at 545 Canyon Road is the annual holiday group show. There's a reception from noon to 4. And let's see, I think the show is up through December 16th. But tomorrow night, there's a reading at El Zaguán by resident writers at 7 p.m. And that's going to be a good one. A lot of great talent over there at El Zaguán. You got to weave up Canyon Road and fight off the Farolito setter-uppers and go. Or is it Luminarias? I can never remember which is which.
The Farolitos are the candles in the bag.
And what are the Luminarias?
Yes.
Yes.
This Saturday, I got a note from Steve Paxton over at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, and they've got all kinds of new students and faculty and returning talent. And so this Saturday at 7 o'clock at the O'Shaughnessy Performance Center is jazz ensemble and guest artist the Christian Pinnock Group, and also the Balkan Mideast Ensemble and Gamelan Ensemble. Did you read all of them?
Yeah.
And the African
Just
drum?
This week, yeah. Uh-huh.
Sorry.
That's okay.
No.
You got to reiterate the good
okay.
stuff.
I'm just reiterating at random.
Yeah.
Did you read Schola Cantorum?
No, I didn't. Go ahead.
Gregorian Chants of Advent and Christmas Tide, Schola Cantorum of Santa Fe and the Monks of the Monastery of Christ of the Desert, Sunday from 2 to 3 at the New Mexico History Museum.
Sweet.
That sounds sweet.
That does sound sweet. Hey, it's opening night tonight at Peter Pan. There's a story in the, not in the Paso Tiempo, but in the front page of the Santa Fe New Mexican, I believe, today, about this. And they're using an actual harness.
I know.
Yeah, it's the El Dorado Children's
they're
Theater.
They're flying.
And the teen players, and they're flying around on a harness, I guess. And they're fairly darn good at it, from what I understand. That's opening night is tonight at 7:30 p.m. at the James A. Little Theater on the campus of the New Mexico School for the Deaf. Let's see, if you go to ElDoradoChildrensTheater.org, theater is spelled R-E, not E-R, .org, or call 466-4656. You can find out more info. And the show continues through December 9th. So if you go to the ElDoradoChildrensTheater.org website, I'm sure there will be a schedule.
There will be a schedule and lots of performances this weekend and even more next weekend. So it sounds like it's really worth seeing. The fellow who's directing the flying on these harnesses where Peter Pan and Wendy and everybody fly around the stage was in a production of Peter Pan many years ago and used those exact same harnesses
really?
And is the one who's showing the kids how to use them now.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow, cool. So it's opening night theater in Santa Fe. We've got the Pink Panther opening night. Santa Fe Performing Arts Teen Ensemble is presenting its take on the 63 film, and that's at the Armory for the Arts Theater. Opening night is tonight, 7 p.m., and that continues through December 9th. And we also have the opening night of Count Dracula at the Greer Garson Theater. Which is, there's a story in today's Paso Tiempo on page 30 about it.
Count Dracula.
Blah.
Sunday, December 2nd at 11 in the morning in the ongoing series at Collected Works Bookstore, presented by Journey Santa Fe, Adjusting to the Light by Richard Sober. He will discuss the genesis of his book, which incorporates paintings and prose poetry, and we'll read selected poems from his various writings and from his latest work.
Neat.
Yep.
Neat. And then we've got the Nutcracker. Ta-da! We've got the Nutcracker, and that is, when does it start? On Saturday, I think? Let me see. Aspen Santa Fe Ballet's annual holiday season performance. There's two and 7:30 p.m. Performances at the Lenzic on Saturday. And there's also performances on Sunday, or a performance on Sunday. There's a story on page 36 in today's Paso Tiempo, and Peter Pan, and the Pink Panther, and Count Dracula continue on Saturday.
Amazing.
So it's lots of fantasy, very few Christmas carols.
Get out of your house, stop watching television,
that's
and
right.
go see actual
that's
people
right.
doing their thing.
You don't need to pitch a tent for opening Night of the Hobbit yet. You can...
Did you see Breaking Dawn 2, the last of the Twilight Saga?
No. Did you?
No, I'm about to.
Oh, when?
I don't know. This weekend, probably, or next weekend.
I'm going to go see Life of Pi.
I wanted to wait until the hordes of screaming teenagers had kind of died down a little bit.
Yeah. Mostly it's just going to be girls singing it for like the 20th or 30th time.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Go, hey. Team Jacob. Sorry.
I know. Why she wants to be with the vampire instead of the werewolf. The werewolf is at least warm.
I know.
You know?
I know.
Food for thought.
I know.
Anyway, New Mexico...
And he's really cheap to buy for because he doesn't wear shirts.
But, you know, it's all right that he doesn't wear shirts.
That's fine with me.
New Mexico School of the Arts Music Department Winter Showcase Concert is Thursday, the 6th of December at 6:30. And it's at the Scottish Rite Temple and will feature the talented vocal and instrumental soloist, the NMSA Choir, Instrumental Ensemble, and Orchestra. So lots of good stuff going on at the New Mexico School for the Arts Thursday of this coming week.
So wait, a very Chaplin holiday.
Ah, yes.
Yes. Center for Contemporary Arts presents Charlie Chaplin Film Festival through January 2nd. They've got screenings of The Circus and other films. There's a screening of The Circus at 12:30 p.m. on Saturday at the CCA. And if you go to ccasantafe.org, you can find a complete schedule of films that are going to be screened. And let's see, passes are available in advance by calling the box office at 982-1338.
Did you read the New Deal lecture?
No.
The New Deal is still a good deal.
Awesome.
Catherine Flynn is giving a lecture on Monday, the 3rd of December at 2 o'clock. Reservations required at the Museum of Spanish Colonial Art. And you can go to spanishcolonial.org or call 982-2226. And you already read the other ones.
I think
heard
so.
You.
Yes, yeah, I think I did.
About Winter Market.
Hey, this is a good one. World AIDS Day is December 1st, Saturday, tomorrow. And the AIDS Memorial Quilt Panel, the few of them are going to be on view, along with HIV information, light refreshments, and I believe mobile testing for HIV at 6 p.m. at the Santa Fe Center for Spiritual Living at 505 Camino de los Marques. If you call 983-5022, you can find out more information on that.
The New Mexico, the Museum of New Mexico Press annual holiday book sale. Sale prices 40 to 90% off retail prices and out of print titles is today from 12 to 4 and tomorrow from 10 to 3 on the second floor of the Stuart L. Udall Center for Museum Resources, which is on Museum Hill. I think it's that first building right when you turn into the driveway on your right.
Mm-hmm.
For more information, 476-1158. Cash and checks only.
Hey, I want to mention something real quick. Todd and the Fox, you know Todd Lovato,
mm-hmm.
the musician?
Yeah, yeah.
He's got a new album out.
Awesome.
And he actually released the album in South Korea. He was
Why
in,
not?
He was invited over there, I think, in like October for some cultural festival called the Intercity Intangible Cultural Cooperation Network's World Intangible Cultural Festival.
Good heavens.
Yeah, that's a mouthful. Anyway, he and drummer Eric Sawyer went over there with their band and all their instruments and played, and they were received well. Anyway, he had a CD release party in Albuquerque, and he's having one in Santa Fe tonight at Tiny's. Along with them are going to be performing Callie Shaw, Mancy Kern and Family, and DJ Spaghetti.
DJ Spaghetti.
Don't ask.
Don't tell.
I don't know. But the album is pretty cool, and you can hear excerpts of it if you sort of Googleize Todd and the Fox. But it's a great album, and I wrote about it today in my Soundwaves column. Also tonight, 6:30 p.m. at Warehouse 21, is an awesome metal show. It's a reunion show of sorts. Bands from L.A., Colorado, and Santa Fe are going to be performing, and as most metal bands tend to do, they hybridize and crossbreed and things like that. So that's going to be a great show for anyone who wants to, you know, have their ears bleed.
Do you want to your ears bleed?
I'm going
to
be there.
I have officially, as of, I'm not sure exactly whether it was last year or 4 years ago or whatever, I have outgrown wanting to hear really loud music. I just can't do it anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Get off my lawn.
I guess I should join the geezer parade.
Naked with a kazoo. But you can't be on the calendar because you're a girl.
Yeah, well, you know, you do what you can.
I know. You can be the manager.
No, we can start our own all-girl
kazoo.
Semi-clothed geezer girl parade with kazoos because we don't want to have our ears bleed.
I'm sorry, but just mentioning the kazoo makes my ear bleed.
There is that.
Yeah. There's some other films besides film festival stuff happening. Opening this week, we have, oh my goodness, Addicted to Fame, the Anna Nicole Smith film that Robert Knott gave a little review to in today's Pasta Tiempo. We have Anna Karenina opening over at Regal de Vargas. Hyde Park on Hudson, which is also a Santa Fe Film Festival selection. And that is screening at 7 p.m. Thursday, December 6th at the screen. And there's a review by our friend Robert Kerr on page 54 in today's New Mexican. We've got, obviously, Now Foragers opening. Lots of stuff opening.
And don't forget your films as well as live theater, not only at the Santa Fe Film Festival, but, as you say, our local independent theaters.
Yes.
Not to mention our local, what would you call them, dependent theaters?
Yes. There's a great romantic and fairly depressing film called Keep the Lights On. It's about a gay couple in New York based on a relationship that the director had, Ira Sachs had. And it's pretty brutal, but it's a very, very good and emotionally dense film. And it is playing at the screen, and it opens tonight.
Excellent.
And it's not for the kids.
Not for the kids, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Did you see Lincoln?
I haven't seen it yet.
I've heard it's good. Tony Kushner wrote the screenplay.
Tony Kushner wrote the screenplay, but isn't it a Spielberg?
It's Steven Spielberg. Yeah, so I'm ready to open my mind.
I know.
After this Raiders of the Lost Ark debacle.
I haven't heard much about it. Apparently there's a big pit of snakes and he has a whip.
Lincoln.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So who was it who said, you can go to the theater and hope you do better than Lincoln did when he went to the theater?
Yeah.
Something like that. They said it better than I did. Anyway, you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Rob DeWalt is with us many Fridays speaking of the arts. He's with the Pasta Tiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. Definitely worth picking up every Friday. And we thank you so much for what you do for us here on KSFR.
Hey, deadline for the writing contest for Pasta Tiempo is Monday, December 3rd. Look in today's Pasta Tiempo for a full-page ad on page 62 for the rules.
Fiction and nonfiction?
Fiction, nonfiction, poems. It's not all about holidays. It's about anything you want.
Excellent. Well, you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc. And my email is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz, jazz, and more jazz with Helga and others, too. Are there? I don't know if there's more DJs. Anyway, Rob DeWalt, we will see you in a couple of weeks. Thank you, and hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista. Da, 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 da.